comes for those with CF. There is no cure for this disease, but today there is real hope that a cure is possible, and the CF Foundation is leading the charge. So join Vogel Heating and Cooling and others on August 20th for a full day of activities at the 49th Annual Jack Butt Golf Classic at Whitmore Country Club.
Tickets are available now. Purchase online at gateway.cff.org.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you. Preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable, with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes, with smells that make you wish you ordered that, or the next one, or the next. Until that moment comes, when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly because you're going to enjoy world-class wine or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place. And whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today.
USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter.
In defense of Dan Strauss, we're supposed to have John Aldoff on the phone. We've only been doing this about 23 years. Well, with John, only about 15 years. So he hasn't gotten the hang of it yet. That, of course, is the music that's supposed to usher in John Aldoff. We have not actually spoken, John, for like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
He was here all last week. Busy.
I've missed him.
But not too busy today for us. So we are waiting, and you're waiting with us, for Dan to get John Aldoff on the phone. Now, what might happen, I'm looking at him now, he's asking John how the family's doing, and what's going on, I think it's going to rain, when he's supposed to be saying, hang on, like right now, hang on, look at this, finally did it. Ladies and gentlemen, back after a brief absence, hopefully because he was so busy, here is the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Aldoff. Where's the microphone for the NX?
It has died.
The microphone died?
Yep, the NX is dead.
What do you mean it's dead?
It's dead. No. I mean, it needs to be reset, is what I mean. The NX needs to be reset.
John's on the phone right now going, what the heck is this? What's going on? I'm ready to talk. Can you put him up?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Now we can, because Limey finally hit the button. He's having a bad day today. John, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Frank?
I was doing okay until Limey here. Did you find the applause? Did you Did you get it back?
Yes. I'm just waiting for the annex to open up.
John, you deserve to hear.
I'm taking this a little personal right now.
You deserve to hear the crowd's reaction when you're introduced.
I think
John.
He's waiting for
Mr.
the annex
Londo,
to reboot.
I am extremely sorry that this is happening right now. This is nothing personal in
so
any way,
tell me
shape
when
or
I can
form.
Say again, ladies
absolutely.
And gentlemen, John Londo.
I certainly will.
Why don't you go ahead now and edit that other stuff out?
I can't edit
you
it
can't?
Out right now.
No.
Okay.
All
right.
Anything.
Okay.
Well, let's start with editing out the embarrassing part.
Okay.
Radio edit.
And then we're going to try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Londo. What happened? He was unable, John, to turn the microphones on over in the annex where all the people are. And you couldn't hear him applauding, and I wanted you to hear it because they're glad to have you back. After a brief absence, because I'm hoping you were busy, what's going on?
Hey, we've been busy. Busy day to day. The AM and the PM crowd is coming out, and it's just beautiful. And it's going to cool off. Can you believe you got all these unbelievable golfers and so many people in town for the PGA?
No, I can't because I don't think you. Have you been? Can you really see anything? I mean,
no. I mean, you know, you've first of all, you have to know the golf course a little bit to know where you're going. So, I mean, if you've never been there before, and I've only been there, you know, a handful of times. And you know, Frank, you've golfed with me, so you know they probably. You know, really let guys like us golf on a golf course that nice. But, you know, I belong to a beautiful course, my wife and I do, in the Algonquin and in Glendale, and it's a beautiful little trick. But, you know, I sometimes hand out hard hats when I play, just in case.
What happened that we lost this tournament for several years? What happened there? And now you've got it back.
It's hard to get. I mean, you think of all the thousands of beautiful country clubs and golf courses in this country, and there's only so many majors a year, right. You know, in the U.S. So you've got.
I wonder what we did or said to get them back. I'd love to know what it was that Tim knows something here.
There's other tournaments that this course has had. They've had the Senior PGA Championship. They've had the World Golf Championship. So they've had the PGA's had other. Final
but
event.
It's been a few years.
Since we had a major, well...
Yeah, 92.
And it'll probably be the last time we have it because they're moving the PGA Championship to the spring starting sometime in the near future. And
Next year.
Okay, I think they're going to determine that the St. Louis weather is going to be too hot to host it, so this will probably be the last one.
So the great thing is that we're going to have great weather, and we're having a cool down. We're going to get some rain finally this week, you know, and but AM and the PM crowd, we have umbrellas here, Johnny Londo. They're free. Like $12 umbrella. It's not for giving you anything really expensive, but it's the thought that counts, right?
Yeah. Are you seriously? You give the umbrellas away?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Who does this? What dealership does this?
Hey, he gave some to me to give away when our band plays.
Well, that's because you begged.
Do they say Johnny Londoff on them? Or
yes.
They,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe, Frank, we can go in on some of these that say, like, Johnny Londo Chevrolet on one side, and Frank Opinion, AM and the PM on the other side.
Let me think about it. What's that going to cost? Probably not much.
No, they're really not that expensive, but you think about it, it'd be pretty cool. So, listen, we have a big month, August. We just had a great July. It's been a great summer. A little hot. Yeah. But that's okay, because a lot of people shop online, and Londoff.com, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, Londoff.com. Some people pronounce it Landoff. I don't care, but when you go online, it's going to be L-O-N-D-O-F-F, not L-A. So Londoff.com for 800 new cars, new trucks, pre-owned vehicles, 20% off MSRP on a 2018 Impala. That makes a $31,690 Impala, only $22,350. How about a Sonic? 20% off on Sonic, a 19,435 Sonic. 19,435, only $12,548.
Wow. That's
and a Spark, you sit down, a $15,000 Spark is $9,072. And every new car, every new truck, every SUV new is covered by the Johnny Londo Chevrolet Pro Certified Lifetime Powertrain Warranty at no charge. So, you'll buy your first car, your second car, your third car. That's a great thing. The AM and the PM crowd, several of them are on their third, fourth, and fifth. So they listen, they love, and it's a great show. But we need a big month. We need to just
well across the country this last month or two, car sales have been kind of in a slump. And I don't, I always like for, your dealership to be the exception to the rule, to make the rest of the automotive world turn and go, what are they doing that we're not doing? It's kind of slow everywhere else. So I'd like to make sure that we're not, we don't follow whatever that is, that trend that's causing it to be slow other places. And we can change that. We can make you the exception. All we have to do is make sure these people come out. And I never try, folks, to get you to buy something you can't afford. If you're not in the market for a car, you're not in the market for a car. Your car may be only 6 months old. The point here is, when the time does come, if it's now, 6 months from now, a year from now, you know where to go. And you know where to send your friends and your neighbors your relatives. That's all we're trying to do.
It's a domino effect. You know, once one person in the neighborhood buys a car, then everyone starts buying a car. Okay? Once someone at work gets a new car, everyone should get it. I mean, everybody should get out and buy a new car or a new truck or an SUV from Johnny Lawn Duff this month, don't you think?
I think that's a great idea.
I think Limey could be the first one to do it since he's been talking about
He's saving. He's saving his money. No, he's saving. He's got a Camaro fund started.
I do have one.
He's got a Camaro fund.
I'm not getting any younger, Limey. So give us a call. We're here late tonight. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com.
All right, John, they're on the way.
John, thank you, and thank Kitty for the email.
You're welcome.
That I got for my birthday.
Right. You're welcome. You'll fart. Okay, bye.
Right, bye, John. You know, the truth is, you are, hang on here, it's August. You're like 4 months older than he is.
No, he's September. Like
a month older. Oh, yeah. No, hold on. Yeah. 2 months.
A month. September? No. Yeah, August, September. He's like, when? The 15th or 18th or 19th? What is it?
6 weeks difference. You're almost the same age.
Yeah.
And look at him. Look at you. Look how successful he is.
I know.
All right. Music maestro, if you would, please. Anytime.
Right.
One of those days.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just
that's exactly what you're about to get is help. If you need it with your telephone or your TV or your tablet or your desktop or whatever it is, or Alexa or Echo, this is the guy who knows about that stuff, even though it's not his full-time job. His real job is he teaches German in high school in Columbia, Illinois. How about that? But he knows all this tech stuff. His name is Taylor Nickerson, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And if you need help and you're just frustrated and need an answer and don't have any kids in your family to help you, here are the numbers. You can call anytime. He doesn't mind being interrupted in his monologue to help you. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Give it up for Taylor Nickerson.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Now,
that's the German word of the day, Guten Tag.
Well, last week you said we're going to learn every week a new word because
leading up to the trip,
we with some listeners are going to be going on to Europe in next year. Do you know that I don't even remember last week's word? Who in the room remembers it? Limey, what was it?
I have no idea.
I'm going around the room.
Oh.
Limey, last
week's
word.
I have no idea.
Tim, last week's word?
Beer.
No.
but we see, that's an easy German word.
We're bad students. We don't even remember the last.
That's okay.
What was it?
That's
last
why
week?
We review.
Do you remember? What
I
was
do.
The word?
It was Danke and Bitte.
Okay.
Because I remember I said Danke and you said I already know thanks. So I said okay, Bitte, which is please, and you're welcome. It's both.
Really?
So if you hear somebody say Bitte, or you can use Bitte when you need something to say please.
Bitte?
Bitte. B-I-T-T-E.
And then
Bitte.
When they give it to you, Bitte. Also say Bitte?
Well, when they give it to you, you would say Danke. You would say thank you. And then they'll probably say Bitte back to you. So why that's important, they're not saying please back to you. They're saying you're welcome.
So it's kind of like aloha. Doesn't aloha mean hello and goodbye in Hawaii?
I believe
when
it
you,
does.
When you get off the plane, aloha. And then when you leave, aloha. So
right.
It's, yep. So that's what Bitte.
Bitte has a lot of uses actually in the German language, but the main ones are you're welcome and please.
Okay, what is the word today that we won't
Guten
remember
Tag.
Next week?
Guten Tag.
That's right, you said
it's the way to say hello.
That's an awfully long.
It just means hello. Good day. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Yeah.
So and then, Tag is day.
Tag is day. And then you could also change that into Gute Nacht. Gute Nacht, which would be good night.
Gute Nacht.
It was a really good night. Gute Nacht up. That would be like a really good night.
Wow.
Or a really bad night.
It could be bad.
Depending on the relationship. Yeah.
So hey, speaking of German, how about that German chocolate cake out there?
Oh, folks, mama. Listen to this. During the news, Taylor's out there talking to the cancer stick suckers who are out there trying to kill themselves smoking cigarettes. And I said, Taylor, you're the German teacher. You have to have German chocolate. And he burst the German chocolate cake bubble by telling us it has nothing to do with Germany.
Tell them,
Taylor.
So the German chocolate cake was developed by a baker named Samuel German. His last name was German. And he created a recipe using this certain type of chocolate. And so they trademarked it as German's chocolate cake. The actual name of the cake is German's.
With an S.
The possessive chocolate cake. But over the years, we've dropped the possessive, and now it's just German chocolate cake.
Today is the first day of my life.
So the one that people usually think of is the Black Forest cake. And that is German. It's the dark layered cake. And the key, and this is what makes it so good, is in German it's called Kirschwasser, which is it's a sour cherry liqueur, which is mixed in, gives it that sort of cherry flavor. So when you guys are over there, if you have a chance to get Black Forest cake, very good.
There's a well-known actor in the United States who went over to Germany. And it was so well received, and they liked him so much, they named the cake for him Black Forest Whitaker cake.
Oh. Wow. Thank you, everybody.
That's terrible.
Steve,
what happened there?
Nothing. Steve and Dave are already on the phone. Would you like to help them?
I'd love to help Steve and Dave.
And then we'll do
another long work.
Damn it, it's me again.
What is wrong with you?
Was that Steve or Dave?
There's actually, I'll explain this.
Piece of crap.
Right now, because remember last week they were supposed to put in a new computer?
Yeah,
and they put the new computer in, and that was not compatible with the phones or the phone system. So they had to put the old computer in to be compatible with the phone system, but then they put in the new computer. So now Trevor has to deal with two computers now and two completely different computers. One is handling commercials and different sounds, and the other one is handling...
So
I've got three keyboards and only a certain amount of space, so my arm keeps bumping this one bloody keyboard, and that's why I keep playing these bloody commercials.
You said the F word.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Twice.
He told us early on that bloody was the equivalent of the F word in England, so... Well, that's about his eighth screw-up today. Sorry about that. Let's talk to these guys, and then... Yeah. People have the numbers if they need help, and then in between help calls, you can do your monologue.
I would love to.
The guy who's been holding the longest is Steve. Steve, guten Tag. Say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, Steve. How are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's your problem?
Okay, so not really as much a problem as...
Well, hang on a second. They're laughing. What's your problem? Meaning he's got a technical issue.
Yeah, he's not...
I think it was more the way it came out.
Hey, what's your problem, buddy?
Hi, Steve. What's your problem today? Here's Frank. What's your problem?
Okay, now that you mention it, I do like the way it sounded. Steve, and what would your problem be? How's that? Is that more polite?
Technical problem.
Yeah.
Fair enough. My question is, I've been looking for a good app to learn a second language. Do you know or suggest any that either are free or less expensive than like a Rosetta Stone?
Okay, so the Rosetta Stone was going to be the first one that comes to mind.
Can I ask Steve, have you tried Rosetta Stone?
I have not.
My kids gave me Rosetta Stone about 4 years ago. I hated it. It's expensive, and I'm not kidding. I didn't like it. I gave it about 4 or 5 hours, and I just put it away. I've never looked at it again because I didn't like it. I just didn't like the way it worked.
So there's a few out there. Probably the most popular one is going to be called Duolingo. Have you heard of that?
I've actually used that one, and it's okay, but it's kind of hard to actually grasp and follow as it throws words out like, there's really no context, and it's kind of trial and error.
Right. So the method, and you said there's no context, so I will tell you that the method that we use that in our school district, both languages, German and Spanish, is a method of storytelling. And so everything that we learn is in context of stories. So it's not just vocabulary lists and vocabulary quizzes. That's a really hard way to learn a language because, like you said, there's no context, and you really don't have anything to bind the words to. So my suggestion would be for you is to find something that you know well, whether that's sports or whether that's technology or whether that is whatever topic that might be, and start searching out videos, start searching out articles, and start searching out vocabulary that has to do with that topic. Because when you're motivated to and you like the topic, it's a lot easier to use the knowledge that you already have to bind the new words to the old ones. So it's hard to get too technically teacher on you here, but to answer your basic question, there have you heard of the app Babbel? B-A-B-B-E-L.
Yes, I have. I haven't tried it though.
Okay, so that's another one. Just go to the App Store or your Google Play Store, Android Store, wherever it is, and just search for some language learning apps. Those are going to be your big ones. Duolingo, Babbel.
What language? Steve, what language are you trying to learn?
Well, actually, German and French.
Okay. And you already know. You said your sixth language.
You speak five languages.
I'm sorry?
It sounded like you said you wanted to learn your sixth language.
Yeah.
Do you speak five languages?
No. Oh. I speak English and poor English.
Okay. Here's my other suggestion. Don't most newer televisions have a closed caption option and you pick the language? But here's the reason I mentioned that. Every Hispanic person I know, and I know a few, has said when they learned English, the most effective way they did it was they would watch a TV show and they would look at the closed caption and see what the people were saying in their native language.
Absolutely. And there's a couple different ways. You can watch in English, Latin. read in the language, or watch in the language and read in English. Both ways work. The other thing I would suggest is to have a good motivation of why you want to learn the language, not just to learn it, but if it's maybe for professional or for personal reasons, maybe you have a friend that speaks a language, search out maybe a pen pal, somebody that you can communicate with that can critique your language. And if you want to have a German pen pal, feel free to shoot me an email, taylorontech@gmail.com. It can be a tech question, and we can talk back and forth in German if you want. But there's great apps out there. Just Google them, search for them, shoot me an email if you want. YouTube is a great resource for learning languages, along with the internet. You know, with the internet these days, we have the entire world at our fingertips. You know, it used to be where I had to order a newspaper and wait 3 weeks for it to ship over. Now I can pull up the website and I can watch the German TV and listen to the German radio.
To answer his question, I don't think there is a...
There's not one best way.
No, and there's not a free app that's going to do what he wants to do.
I wouldn't say free. If you really want to learn, you're going to have to invest a little bit of money and a lot of time. So it's going to be an adventure that I hope that you achieve, and I would say go for it. If you need tips along the way, shoot me an email. If you want to talk back and forth in German, I'd be more than happy to.
Well, I've been actually I've been wanting to do something more expensive or even taking classes to do it because my family is French and German, and now that my grandparents have passed, I lost my translator.
Okay.
And So I want to go abroad, and I want to be able to speak with them.
So French I can't speak for, but because I'm in the German world here in St. Louis, the German Cultural Center, which is on Jefferson Avenue in South St. Louis, they offer classes, actually. So that would be something for you to look into. They offer adult classes.
Excellent.
Yes. All right. So go for it.
Steve, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Dave is next. Dave, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Taylor. Hello, gang. Thank
you, Dave.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I have an Apple iPhone, and it seems like every time I update it, everything I want to do, I have to put in a password or something like that. And when I try and do that, it keeps telling me I'm timed out. Do I just need to go to the Apple store and make a you know, an appointment with them?
That could be. What specifically passwords are you referring to?
Yeah, give us all your passwords to your bank account.
Right. That's what I was referring to. Yeah. No, but are you talking about having to re-enter your Apple ID password? Is this are these app specific? Give me a little bit more information here.
Usually it's the Apple ID password and then iCloud and something else. And apparently somehow I have my phone tied to two different email addresses. So I'm wondering, is there something should I just go to the Apple store and just let them straighten it out?
That's probably what I would do if I were you. Now, when you say time out, are you referring to that it's locking you out and you have to re-enter your password? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I can't even. If I enter my password, all of a sudden it says your session has timed out, something to that effect anyway.
Okay, yeah, that is interesting. So here's what we can do. If you want to shoot me an email, I can look into it a little bit more. My email is taylorontech@gmail.com. And if you're going to do that, what I'll have you do the next time this happens, if you can take a screenshot of that, do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So take a screenshot of it, shoot it to me so I know exactly what I'm looking at here. And if you want, if you don't want to go through me, it won't offend me, you can give the Apple Store a call and set up an appointment at the Genius Bar and show them, and they'll be able to walk you through it as well.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm considering going to like an iPad or a notebook, is that what you call it?
A tablet. iPad is a tablet.
So if I use an Android device, do they ask me as many questions about passwords as Apple seems to do?
If you're referring to having to use a password for things like cloud storage and logging into your account, my answer would be yes. You know, anything nowadays, you gotta have your password and you gotta know your password. So make sure you remember those.
Okay, one more quick question for you.
Okay.
I keep getting these group texts from my family on my iPhone, and I really don't want them. Can I find a way to not get them without offending them?
So there is a feature in the iPhone. If all of the members in the group text are also iPhone users or iMessage users, you can actually leave the conversation. That is something that you can do.
I know what he's talking about. It drives me nuts.
Oh, sure.
My daughter will shoot a text to my wife and my daughter-in-law and my son and to me.
Right.
Okay. Every time any one of them responds, phone goes off.
It's like being on an email chain.
Hey, take me off of this thing. I know what he's talking about.
So if you go into the text message screen up in the top right corner, there's a little eye in a circle. If, again, this is a big if they are all iPhone users, you can scroll down and it's in red letters. We'll say, leave this conversation. I'm looking at mine right now. Now, if they're not all iPhone users, sometimes you're not able to leave the conversation, but what you can do right above that button, it says hide alerts. So you won't get the buzzing, you won't get the ding, you won't get the notification for that conversation. You'll still be in the conversation and you can delete it and whatever, it'll come back, but you won't get the annoying notifications.
And another option he has is to just block all the members of his family from contacting
him. That's a great alternative. Just block all your family members. That's right. Or just get a new phone number and don't tell them.
Yeah.
But those are a couple options for you.
That's funny as far as blocking everybody, but here's the funny thing. My brother, my sister, and I all have houses next to each other.
So even if you block them on the phone, they're coming over knocking on your door.
Exactly. Hey, Taylor, thanks, man. I appreciate it. That was a big help.
Good luck, Phil.
All right, Dave.
That's Dave. Dave. I was looking at Phil on the screen.
Thank you for listening, Dave. See, now let me screw it up. I almost called this guy with the wrong name. This is Phil. Phil, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, gang.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Hello, Phil.
Good. AM and PM.
Thank you.
So my question is on Apple iPhone iOS. I take a panoramic picture, and I post it to Facebook. And when I look at it in Facebook, I can you know, move the phone around and it pans around the photo.
Right.
Is there an app that you can do that and just look at the photo on your phone?
Sort of like the same way as being just being able to move your phone around?
Exactly.
So if it, what I'll have you do is if you go to the App Store and just search for 360 camera app, there are there are a ton of them. One of the top ones is called 360 Panorama, and it works the same way. That you can take a panoramic photo and you can stand there with your, it's almost like a virtual reality sort of setup where you can just spin your phone around and it will do that same thing that you're referring to that Facebook does.
Can you send
does.
That to somebody?
You probably, if they, that's a great question. They probably would have to have the same app for that to work. But you can send the panoramics to anyone that you,
want. Who needs that? I mean, why
the panoramics?
Yeah, why would you need
that? They're cool for like sort of like nature outdoor pictures.
But it isn't maybe just kind of a gimmick. You do it once or twice, never do it again. I mean, you can still
depends on the situation. Depends on the situation.
Because the panorama setting alone on a camera, where it's a big wide,
right?
I used it like twice. I looked at it and went, okay, that's got it. And I never used it again. I don't need that.
A lot of people use it, like I said, for outdoors, like a a big mountain shot. You want all the mountains in the picture, or I don't know. It's I like it.
I'm going to take a panoramic picture right now.
I mean, take a panoramic. So hopefully that helps you out.
I can see where if you're out in the Yellowstone or somewhere and you go, oh, look at the tree, and you did a whole, but then you got to be able to share it with people, and unless they have the right kind of phone.
Well, typically you can send those back and forth.
Okay.
So, Phil, I hope that helps.
Yeah, I got a second question real quick.
Sure.
This is kind of for you, Frank.
Sure.
So I always thought the Mississippi River divided the W stations from the K stations. Everything east of the Mississippi was a W.
That's true if they were established prior to, I think it was 1936 or something like that. There are exceptions. And here's the other thing. I know where you're headed. The other exceptions are if the transmitter and the tower are across the river, but the actual station, the studios, are, let's say, in Missouri. That's like WIL. WIL is a St. Louis station. But W, they get the W because their transmitter, I believe, is on the east side. And I think the rule was everything west of the Mississippi was K, and everything east was W.
Right.
The exceptions would be location of tower and transmitter, and then any station that was established before that ruling. So
isn't KFNS identified as Wood River?
Yeah, it is identified as Wood River St. Louis. It's identified as St. Louis Wood River. Where's our?
I think it's Wood River.
Is our transmitter?
Yeah, transmitter's in Wood River.
Okay, that's interesting because this frequency used to be WRTH.
Correct.
I'd have to find out what they did.
Which I think referred to Wood River.
Well, I'd have to find out what they did with the FCC and how they were granted permission to put a K on there. But I think everything has changed. That was an old ruling from the 30s. I don't know that any of it's even relevant anymore. But back then, it was you're right. It was an east or west of the Mississippi thing, W and K. And it was all about where the transmitter was in the towers.
And like Canada is C.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Right. Well, look at this. Look at these calls.
Let's keep talking to
Dean
him.
Dean obviously needs some help. Dean, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
What's happening, Taylor Nickerson?
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good. Hey, I have an iPad, and it keeps telling me that there's no SIM card in it. What do I need to do to fix that? There's a SIM card in it.
iPads don't even have
well,
a SIM
well, my
card,
question is this an LTE-enabled iPad? The one that gets cell signal?
Or do you have to
use it on Wi-Fi?
I generally use it on Wi-Fi. I don't think that I have a cell signal in it.
Okay, so yeah, then it wouldn't need a SIM card in it.
I've never seen that.
So the ones that get the cell signals, you know, they make the iPads that have cellular signal as well. You can take them out anywhere and use them off of Wi-Fi. Obviously, if it gets a cell signal, it would have a SIM card in it. But if it's a Wi-Fi only, it shouldn't.
Well, maybe he only uses Wi-Fi. He's just said he only uses Wi-Fi.
Correct.
Is it cell signal capable?
But potentially, I don't know. I've never used it in that manner.
Okay. Well, what I would do if I were you is just take it into the Apple Store. Or did you buy it from Apple or from a cell provider? that might help us here?
I don't know. It was a gift.
Okay, okay. So do this for me. Check. You can check in the settings. If you go into the settings, you can see if it is a LTE or cell signal enabled tablet. It will tell you in there because it will have in there carrier information. And if that is there, that means it is a cell enabled. But if it doesn't have a SIM card in it, then that means you're not getting the full capabilities out of it to be able to use the cell signal.
It does have a SIM card, and I've popped it out and put it back in to try to get it to go away, and it has not changed anything.
Okay. So I would say at this point, either make an appointment with Apple at their Genius Bar, or you can take it into your cell provider, because it sounds like it is a cell-enabled tablet, and just have them check it out. And it might be a bad SIM card. Sometimes you get a bad SIM card, or the SIM card reader could be bad. Sometimes that happens to cell phones as well, that you pop the SIM card in there and it doesn't recognize it. So just have them check it out. They'll be able to help you out and get your tablet back on track.
But if I have no intention of using it if I have no intention of using it on cellular data, then I can just ignore the pop-up when it comes up and tells me it's bad and continue to use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I would assume so far you've been using it on Wi-Fi with no problems.
That's correct.
Yeah. If
it's irritating, how does he get it to stop popping up?
Get a SIM card that wouldn't cause that to happen.
Can he go in settings to stop it from popping up?
It's probably possible. If you want to, there's a couple things you can do here. One, do a quick Google search of how to get rid of the SIM card pop-up. Do a quick YouTube search, or you can shoot me an email. Do you have my email address?
I do not.
Okay.
You're going to have to give it to me.
It's taylorontech@gmail.com. And if you want, you can shoot me an email. Remind me of the SIM card notification popping up on the tablet. I'll look into it and shoot you a solution right back.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dean, absolutely. Thank you for listening. Hey, he just gave me a great something I want to mention to people. I have a grandson who's 5, and he loves, like most kids, to watch things on his mom's phone,
right,
or my phone or his grandma's phone or somebody's tablet. Mm-hmm. And I found a phone in my drawer at home that I don't use anymore. It was an old iPhone.
Right.
Folks, if you've got an old phone and you've got young kids in the house, unless you're one of these people who go, well, no kids should have an iPhone or be watching that stuff until they're... I disagree. There's some very educational things on there. He's learned a whole lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
But I found this thing. I charged it up. And since it's... You don't need to be paying for a cell number. If you've got any kind of Wi-Fi, boom!
That's
has his own... This old phone that was useless to us is now his little iPad.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
It's basically like the iPad I'm holding in my hand right now. This is not a cellular-enabled iPad.
And you don't pay... See, folks, you don't pay to use an iPad on Wi-Fi. You do
if you want to
use cellular.
Right.
You just grab a Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, as long as you're paying for your internet signal at home or somewhere you go somewhere else.
In a public place.
Fully functional.
YouTube, whatever.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind. All right, let's get Neil in here. Neil, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hi, Taylor. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Neil.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Okay. I got a question. I'm computer illiterate, and I've got a Chromebook for looking stuff up on online on websites and stuff, and that's it.
Okay.
My daughter helped me to download pictures off my phone on there several months ago. I tried to figure out how to get the recent pictures off and on there, and we couldn't do it. And then the pictures that I had, I was trying to put a couple of those on Craigslist, and it took me forever. I'd pick a picture, and I'd go to Craigslist, and I'd come back, and I'd have to start through the whole group of pictures again. Is there some place or somehow I can go to somebody and have them go over the stuff with me?
Yeah, well, sure. There's a lot of places. The first place that comes to mind is the most obvious, the Geek Squad at Best Buy. If you would
be home for a Chromebook?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. They sell Chromebooks at Best Buy.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's a Google product. So if you would take it in to the Geek Squad at Best Buy, tell them what your goal is. Tell them what your problem is. They're going to walk you through it and help you step by step. Your other option, if you're a shop local person, there's tons of local electronics computer stores around the area. I would just do a quick Google search of those and find one that's either maybe close to you or one that has some good reviews, and just give them a call and tell them the same thing. They'll be able to walk you through it, whether it's the photo issue or any other issue with the Chromebook that, that you might have. They're going to be able to help you out.
Okay. I mean, I got a 20-year-old daughter that sits here and said, I don't know how to do this.
But you, wow.
She can take pictures and videos on her phone and, you know, put music behind them and everything else, but she can't figure this out.
Yeah.
Now, is that your only way to access the pictures, Neil, is the Chromebook?
Well, other than that, on the phone. Okay. Like I said, I'm illiterate on this.
But you do have a smartphone.
Yeah.
And you have pictures on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm assuming you're doing is taking the pictures with the phone. Is this an Android phone?
No, it's a 7.
Oh, it's an iPhone. Okay. So either way, you're taking the pictures with the phone and you're saving them somewhere, downloading them to the computer, and then through the computer wanting to put them on, like you said, a Craigslist ad, things like that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I would give them a call. That's a pretty simple thing for them to help you through. I don't mean to say it that way, but what I mean is they'll be able to help you pretty quickly, and you'll be able to catch on really quickly and just go from there.
Okay, because I just, you know, I had no idea how to do it.
Sometimes, Neil, nothing replaces sitting down with a real pro right next to him. Right. Sometimes that's what it takes.
You know, your other option before we let you go is always just to do a quick YouTube search. You can YouTube, how do I download pictures or use pictures through, you know, from my iPhone to my Chromebook. There's 50 billion videos on YouTube. I guarantee somewhere out there someone has posted a video, a very simple tutorial of how to do that. So that's another option as well.
Okay, because, yeah, I mean, some of that even is complicated. They start, you know, using words and push this button or whatever. And,
right.
You know.
Yep.
I'm like you, Frank. I'm your age, and I'm forgetting stuff all the time.
I get stuck every day. Neil, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Right. But I have kids, you know. If his 20-year-old daughter can't figure it out, go get some help. Because if she can't figure it out, you're not going to probably do it on your own. All right, what do you have that we need to know?
So you were talking about virtual reality earlier, and what sort of applications that you would like to use virtual reality in.
Right. The obvious ones are roller coasters, skydiving, skiing.
Think about something that is bad, that could hurt you, that you need to know that you really can't put yourself in that situation because it would be very harmful. What would you think? Think about a building, maybe a school. It's not a school shooting. Fire. Fire departments are using virtual reality now
with
young kids, and they put the young kids not literally in the fire, but using the virtual reality headsets.
They can get an
practice
idea.
Fire safety. They can have them walk through a house that might be on fire, what to touch, what not to touch.
To stay low.
Stay low where the smoke would be.
You know, it's interesting, too, if they don't do it correctly, because I noticed this when I played with this thing yesterday. It lets you know you've screwed up, you've made a mistake, and it can tell the kids, let's do this over again. You weren't low enough. You didn't go to the right exit. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I thought it was a really good idea. I read that article this past week, and it's the perfect application for something like that. You know, you don't have to be in the fire. It's not hot, but you feel like you are because of virtual reality. I think is really cool. Okay, now this next one. I don't know how I feel about this. I have an idea how we're all going to feel about this. But my first question is, have we all seen the movie Home Alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
When Joe Pesci and remind me here the other guy's name. It's the wet bandits and the sticky bandits. When they come up to the house, or in Home Alone 2, they come up to the hotel room. Do you remember when he plays the movie on the inside of the guy with the Tommy gun?
Yeah, you dirty rat.
Yes.
Killed my brother.
Okay. And the guys on the outside actually believe that there's people inside the house, and they run away. Amazon Echo, it has a new skill that's called... I forgot the name. Oh, sorry. Away mode. It is called away mode. And what away mode does is it plays fake conversations.
No, this is great.
While you're not home.
So somebody comes up to the house.
Somebody comes up to the house.
And it sounds just
like... But here's the best part. They're written by the writers from SNL, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So you know that these are going to be funny conversations, but I don't think it's the point of if they're serious
or funny that it obviously sounds like it's recorded and for entertainment. You want it to sound like people are at home.
Right. But so the point is that it will play these conversations while you're not home. So if anybody comes up to the door and they listen, there's people inside, so they would walk away
or
run away.
That's a great idea.
I thought it was not a bad idea.
You know, my daughter lived alone for a while in Kansas City. She had a little house, and I bought something I thought was one of the simplest and most sensible things, and it was a motion-activated dog bark, but I mean a big dog. Your German Shepherd, you set it by the door. When somebody came within, 2 feet of the front door, and I mean it sounded like she had a great big German Shepherd. I just thought, what a great idea.
Absolutely.
It plugged in. It never ran out of power. It was always on, waiting for motion at the door.
Yeah.
And that's what that reminded me of when you said that.
Great idea. And before I go, I just want to recommend an app. Real quick, it's not a new app. It's been around for a while. People have probably heard about it. It's a great app if you want to just get some quiet time. And everybody needs a little bit of quiet time every now and then. Everybody kind of shies away from the word meditation. But
please don't tell me that somebody's making a fortune on a silent app. You download it, and you hear nothing.
And it does nothing? No. But that's a great idea.
It is.
Hey, you can make
the
money off it.
The app's just called...
This is
SHHA. That's my idea, everybody. You heard it. You heard me come up with that. SHHH. Total silence.
So the app that I'm going to recommend is called Headspace, and it's $6 a month, $72 a year.
That's a lot for an app.
It is, but you, it's kind of hard to explain unless you get into it. But they have packs of these sort of meditation packs based on your goal. So it could be anxiety, it could be stress, could be different things you're going through in life. And if you just need a timeout and you need to relax and listen to a coach you through this,
this has never worked for me.
I absolutely recommend it. I think it's a great thing. I will say, don't do it while you're driving, because in every exercise they recommend that you close your eyes. So don't do it while you're driving. You have to do it when you're home, sitting in a comfortable chair. But if that's something that you're sort of searching for, absolutely go for the app.
If Stevie
Headspace.
Wonder had it, would he have to close his eyes? I don't think so. Well, I'm serious. If he's listening to it.
But he can see.
Stevie Wonder can't see.
Isn't that the urban legend? That he actually wasn't blind?
I never heard of that.
Really?
I think God just took a year off your life.
No.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if after all these years... No, seriously. Wouldn't it be great if after all these years, Stevie Wonder went on Jimmy Fallon or somebody says, I got an announcement to make. I'm not really blind, everybody! That would be fantastic.
I almost swear that I've heard you guys talk about before the urban legend that Stevie Wonder actually wasn't blind.
No.
Really?
We made fun of Bill Cosby for being fake blind. No. But
okay.
I never Stevie Wonder. I think.
Okay. That's where I got that from.
No, I think Charlie Brennan said that one day, and that's probably where you got
that
from.
Yeah.
Could be.
Stevie Wonder fake blind.
Too much.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what the heck? That it? I'm Taylor on Tech.
There you go. Taylor Nickerson, everybody. I win the world. Do you have any business before we bail for the news?
No, we're good to the top of the hour.
I have listened to samples of those meditations, and I have to tell you something, for me, it'd be the greatest waste of money. I've never heard one thing that made me relaxed or like I had unloaded some stress. None of it.
Well,
it's all just gobbledygook to me.
Can I tell you the most important part of it? You have to buy in.
Well, it's like hypnosis. No,
you have to buy into it.
You cannot be hypnotized if you've already decided you can't be hypnotized.
Right. Yeah.
And I tried that one time too. That didn't work at all.
Right.
I paid this really, according to people that it had worked for, this really good hypnotist. I didn't get one thing out of it. Yeah. It did not work. She could not hypnotize me. So I think there are
too
people
smart.
I think there are just people that can't be hypnotized. And I'm one of them. Unless it's with a needle. You know, they put that...
Either that or she hypnotized you and she never snapped you out of it.
Yeah.
I'm hypnotized.
Maybe you're
right
still
now.
Hypnotized.
You know what?
Still
I could be under hypnosis right now.
That explains a lot, actually.
Does
a
it?
Whole lot.
Does it? Yeah. You know, actually.
Yeah, you're out of it.
Hey, how'd I get here?
No, the short version of the story is I went there years ago because I wanted to stop eating a lot. I was overweight, and so I thought, well, let's try that, because a couple of people I knew who smoked, I mean, they stopped like that when they went to her. One session, and they never, and they were chain smokers. So I said, does she do weight loss? They said, yeah. So I go to this woman, $75. I still remember, 1 hour. And she puts me in the recliner, and she starts talking to me. And this was about not wanting to eat. You think you're hungry, but you're not hungry. When it was over, I said to her, I said, does this sometimes not work for people? She said, yeah, why? And I said, I'm so hungry, I can't stand it. I got up and left with the Steak and Shake, and I got two double cheeseburgers. That's how ineffective it was. But I let her keep her money, because she did, you know, what she was supposed to do. All right, let's take.